Now it's time for the 2 up on the upswing.
The Friday election rallies, I mean, they seem like they were weeks ago, but it was just a couple nights ago. Holding rallies in greater Milwaukee Friday night, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump stayed overnight, just a few blocks away from one another in downtown Milwaukee. Harris stayed at the Pfister Hotel, that beautiful historic landmark on East Wisconsin Avenue, while Trump stayed just a few blocks away at the Westin Milwaukee on North Van Buren Street. Both hotels told me when I reached out over the weekend for the privacy of our guests, we do not comment on who may or may not be staying at our properties. But a quick look at rates. If you look at the Pfister, the Heritage Suite King, $406 a night. The Pfister King Suite, $208 per night. The Westin Milwaukee, I couldn't find rates on the Presidential Suite as they vary, but kind of the standard room rates at the Westin, $259 per night. Candidates, you could see the police cars, the DMV trucks, the Secret Service all around. But by 9:30, the following day, both campaigns had left downtown heading to their Saturday rallies. All right, next up, $72.8 million for rail. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation joined Federal Railroad Administration officials last Thursday in Milwaukee to celebrate a federal investment that will help shape the future of freight and passenger rail services in Wisconsin. WisDOT will receive $72.8 million grant from the FRA for the Muskego Freight Rail Yard Bypass Project that's going to reconfigure existing track and yard facilities along the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway Corridor in Milwaukee. A really good update. It's going to give the ability for freight trains to kind of bypass the passenger rail and give a whole lot more existing service and benefit for rail traffic, upgrading the rail and creating a two-way, two-track main line will allow for freight trains to bypass the Milwaukee Intermodal Station. This will minimize passenger delays and free up track capacity, according to a news release. Ticket prices, just by the way, I looked into them, offered between $19 and $37 based upon demand and advance purchases. Monthly passes are available. Chicago to Milwaukee for $650, a 10-ride ticket, also available with a new maximum price of only $230. So if you're taking the Amtrak, your experience is going to continue to get better and better.